Welcome, 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 everybody, back to another episode of the Transcendent Plan, your go-to podcast for transgender history. I'm your host, Mari, and as always, it is a pleasure to have all of you here today, whether you are a new listener or someone who is a returnee of the podcast. I think we got a good episode here for you all today, to be completely honest. I was intrigued to read about it, but I'm always intrigued to read about, you know, new transgender history anyway. It's part of my job. It's part of what I do. And it is just a fun way to kind of get into, you know, basically providing you all with some good information. So if you are new here, welcome. I want you to kind of come in, get your feet, you know, settled and enjoy a cup of coffee or something like that. If you're unfamiliar with the Transcendent Plan, this podcast talks about very insightful experiences of transgender individuals and moments in history, dating as far back as we can possibly go. So if you're very new to the community or very, you know, you have someone who you know is part of the community, you just want to learn a little bit more, I think this is a great place to start alongside some other resources that, you know, are available to you at any time. So just as a heads up for that. If you are a returnee, welcome back, because without you, this podcast wouldn't be what it is today. So thank you all for coming today, and I hope that you enjoy today's episode. So today we're going to be diving into the part of transgender history where we kind of cross cultures and centuries, right? And one of those is going to be about the insightful and intriguing story of the Female Bird Act of the Kootenai Indians. So to give it as a heads up, as a disclaimer, the term Bird Act is no longer being used today. It's actually been replaced with a more respectful term, which is now Two-Spirit. So today, although I'm going to be using the term Bird Act as a to discuss really the moment in history and about the group, I do not recommend using this term moving forward. Please use the terminology Two-Spirit, but for historical purposes today, Bird Act will be used throughout today's podcast, just as a heads up. So the Kootenai Indians is a tribe originating from the Pacific Northwest that held a fascinating societal framework that fostered a unique space for individuals we now know identify as transgender, right? In this society, a person who's assigned male at birth but who assumed female roles within the tribe were known as a female bird act. Now, the female bird act were known for their unique craft work, often creating intricate pieces that reflect the spiritual beliefs of the Kootenai tribe. And the craftsmanship creatively displayed in their work were highly valued, adding another layer of respect and admiration to their status within the community. Additionally, the female bird act often served as mediators within the tribe. They were believed to possess the ability to see both male and female perspectives, making them uniquely suited to resolve disputes and maintain harmony within the tribe. And their role as peacemakers further emphasized their integral position within the Kootenai society. Most importantly, though, what I want to highlight is that the female bird act were seen as spiritual figures within the tribe, and they were believed to possess unique spiritual powers that set them aside from other members of the tribe. And these powers were actually taught to be a gift, a sign that the female bird act were touched by spirits, further elevating their status within the community. Now, I want you all to know that these individuals were not pushed to, you know, be discriminated against. It was actually quite the contrary. They were revered and held a respected position within the tribe, and they were seen as special, you know, often attributed with spiritual powers that set them apart from the rest. Not just passive members, they were integral to the community's rituals. Like I said, kind of serving as those mediators, you know, and often, like I said, known for their craft work. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the term Bird Act, however, is no longer in use today. It has been replaced by a more respectful term, Two-Spirit. And this term, I feel, beautifully encompasses the spiritual, societal, and gender complexities of these individuals in various tribes. And it's a term that allows us to better understand and respect their roles and identities. So the existence of the female bird act among the Kutna'a Indians is actually a striking testament to the diverse understandings of gender throughout history and across cultures. And like I said, they kind of serve as a powerful reminder that gender is not binary, but rather a spectrum, and a concept that Western societies are only now beginning to understand and accept. Now, for that last line that I mentioned, I feel personally, though, as though, you know, as we talk about how in today's times, everything is now being or kind of going down the road of being accepted and understood and supported. It's a long way that we still have to go with that. I think that I mentioned this in the episode that I don't believe will be released anytime soon. I think it might be one of the last episodes of season 3. But I talk about how gender diversity and colonization came together, right? And how colonization technically erased gender diversity because obviously, as we talk about a history podcast similar like this, we aren't new to the world. I think it's just colonization put its reinforcement on trying to ensure that people don't know we can all be unique in our own ways, and that gender is a spectrum, right? And we have a lot of, you know, science to back this up and stuff like that. So it's not anything new or, you know, something that, like I said, don't talk about. But I think that that episode is going to be very powerful. I did a lot of research on that episode as well to ensure that I provide you all with all the information I possibly can regarding it. And I think being able to share that episode will be very insightful. So yes, we are in a role now, or in a status now, where we can, a position, I'm saying all the wrong words, in a position where we can have acceptance and support. We see it a lot more today, but I think we still have a long road to go to educate people, to inform them of, you know, gender and human diversity. Today, we reflect on their story, not just as a fascinating historical narrative, but also as a beacon of inclusivity. And this episode is really a call to remember and respect the diverse gender identities that have always existed, but were often misunderstood or erased in mainstream narratives. Now, to kind of go over the takeaways from today is that the Kutna'a Indians concept of two-spirit individuals, specifically the female bird act, provide a stark challenge to binary gender norms. This concept actually emphasizes that gender is, you know, not just one thing or two, but actually a spectrum, you know, opening a more broader understanding of gender diversity. Contrary to many societies, two-spirit individuals were not pushed in the margins in the Kutna'a society. Instead, you know, they were respected members of their communities, and these individuals were often attributed with spiritual powers, you know, signifying their unique and significant roles within the tribe, and their contribution extends beyond societal norms, stepping really into that realm of spiritual and sacred. Another thing is that the term two-spirit, which is often used in contemporary times, today's times obviously, offers a more respectful and comprehensive understanding of these individuals as well. And it reflects the intricate interplay of gender, societal roles, and spiritual dimensions that these individuals embody. And this term gives us the language to better respect, understand their roles and their identities as well. And then lastly, the last takeaway I want to have is that the existence of two-spirit roles within the Kutna'a tribe and other cultures serve as a testament to the diverse understandings of gender across time and also cultures. And it provides a more solid historical reference point for gender diversity, providing that binary gender norms are not universal, but rather culturally specific. So as we kind of wrap up today's episode, you know, the Female Bird Act of the Kutna'a Indians is not merely a historical footnote. They continue to serve as a symbol of resilience and resistance for the transgender community today. And their existence challenges traditional narratives and inspires a broader understanding of gender diversity. And their story is a powerful reminder that history is as diverse as humanity itself. And that is it for today's episode. It's been a pleasure, really, to be able to provide you all with this great episode about the female bird that come on the Cotton Eye Indians. Please stay tuned for more episodes coming soon. We release every Sunday, at least for the rest of the year of 2024. So if you want to stay up to date, just subscribe to the podcast, whatever platform you're using it on, just subscribe, hit that subscribe button. You can follow us on social media at The Translessa Planet. It's TRANSLESSONPLAN. If you want to follow the host, me, Mari, you can follow me at Mari, that's MAR3IWRLD. Our website also has all the episodes that you may miss. And, you know, you can sign up for a newsletter as well, since you get email notifications. So you can follow us online at www.translessaplan.com. And let me see if I missed anything. I don't think I have anything else, but if I do, I'll let you all know. But please, please, please subscribe. Don't forget to tell a friend. And like I said, we are back here every Sunday at noon is when our episode is released. So if you haven't caught up already, if you are a new member or a new listener, definitely go check out season one and season two. I think you will love all the previous content that we have. But until then, I appreciate you all for coming out and checking out today's episode. And I'll see you all next week. Thank you. Have a great day. We'll be right back.